Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Misfits of Cinema podcast. I am your host, Danny Newton, joined as always by my co-host, Derek Rios. Hello, Derek.
Hi, Danny.
Today, we are going to talk about a series that really has its ups and downs. We're going to talk about Halo today. I don't know about this one. Man, I liked it and I didn't like it.
I've been putting this off for a while.
Yeah.
Because when it came out, this came out last year?
No, it was towards the beginning of this year.
Okay. This has been a long year.
It has been a very long year. This came out like 10 years ago, man.
It feels like it. I have been waiting for Halo to make a good series or a movie for 20 years.
Yeah.
I've loved Halo. I played through majority of the games. Was it 342 Studios?
343. Yep.
Whatever. Once they took over, it kind of got convoluted with the storyline.
Yeah.
I still watch playthroughs for all the new stuff. I'm not a console gamer anymore. I'm strictly PC. So I don't play through a lot of the games anymore. I kind of stopped. But I keep up with the story. And we both read all the early books.
Yeah. Halo is one of the things that first got me into the sci-fi genre of books. Before that, I had only ever read fantasy books like, you know, Dragonlance and crap like that, right? But this is the first time I picked up just a straight up sci-fi book and read it cover to cover. And I was just like, man, I've got to read more.
Yeah. Fall of the Reach is one of my favorite books ever.
Yeah, it really is.
But Fall of the Reach technically isn't canon. Because that's not, it wasn't written by Bungie.
Right.
And then the 343 Studios did The Fall of Reach, right? Or was it Bungie?
I want to think Reach was the last Bungie game.
But it was just a cash grab.
It really was. It was just a cash grab.
I thought ODST was the last one.
No, I thought Reach was.
And it definitely felt like a cash grab.
Yeah.
But it was their version of The Fall of Reach, and it didn't really go by the counts of the book exactly.
Right. In all rights, this whole first series should have roughly been The Fall of Reach book template, right? So I remember reading articles and stuff like that whenever this series was coming out, and it was the showrunner saying, oh yeah, we've never played a game in our life, right? And I'm just like, yeah, but did you read a book? Or did you have somebody read the book and give you the cliff notes? Because when I'm watching this series, they talk about things in here that are kind of spot on and really should have been what the series was about. I don't know. I feel like it really butchered one of my favorite books more than it butchered one of my favorite games.
Honestly, the show isn't Halo.
It's really not.
This isn't a Halo show. It feels like it's what if someone who had never played a game, any of the Halo games, or read any of the books, and someone told them what this game was about, and then they went a few weeks later and jot down some notes about it, and then try to create a story about that.
Yeah. I kind of got that vibe, too. For me, it almost felt like these showrunners had like a totally other series already written. Mm-hmm. And then Paramount approached him and said, hey, can you slap a Halo skin on this?
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's kind of what it felt like.
But we watched, when it first came out, we watched the first episode together.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't watch this.
Well, the first episode didn't turn me off.
Until the end. Yeah.
It didn't turn me off as bad as it turned you off.
The first half was like, okay, this is fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Even the first episode, the way the Covenant attacked with all this, having nothing but elites attack this base.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense because that's not how they work. There'd be jackals and grunts, but that's not cost efficient.
Right.
We're just going to have these weird looking elites because they're like fat, chubby elites.
They're thick boys.
Yeah.
See, there's stuff I liked in at the first of it, though. So the thing that they did that I thought was great, but they did not keep up with, is they dropped bodies straight out the gate. when you get hit by a plasma bolt, you fucking melt in half.
I mean, duh. People died.
Yeah.
But then again.
But they didn't keep that going, though.
But you also had the reverse effect where all these resistant fighters were shooting them with guns.
Yeah.
And they just were completely ineffective.
Yeah.
And then.
They shoot marshmallows. But when a Spartan touches the gun, it now becomes effective.
Yeah. For some reason. Now the gun shoots better bullets.
Right. I felt like the Spartans should have struggled more.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like in that whole first episode, the resistance fighters should have filled the Marine role.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That they are kind of hanging a little bit, but they're getting mopped. And then the Spartans are even struggling with these things.
I mean, Spartans did struggle with elites. When they first started encountering them, it was on equal ground.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other thing, too. There's so much of the lore missing, right? A lot of it is lore for John's entire backstory and the Spartan program's entire backstory.
I wish that's what we had gone with. The training, the upbringing,
and
them going through the augmentation, and we don't get any of it. We're just thrown in here in the middle of the war.
Yeah. There's parts of the book that literally talk about why they had to build these kids from the ground up the way they did. And it's that the technology was so sensitive, a normal man would be ripped apart by the machine and couldn't handle it. You had to have augmented people in order to handle Mjolnir armor. And in order to do that, you basically had to build them from birth to make it happen. And there's none of that here. There's no mention of any of the Spartan program, really, other than Spartans exist and everybody knows about it, even though not many people are supposed to know about Spartans.
No.
Spartans are supposed to be a myth that doesn't really exist.
Well, they only went on a couple of missions.
Yeah.
And then the war broke out. And then the fall of Reach, pretty much majority of them died except for Blue Team.
Yeah. If they wanted to get into combat stuff in this series, they had the entire Harvest campaign to play with.
Yeah.
Right? Because we fought back and forth with the Covenant over Harvest for a very long time before they just finally beat us.
Yeah.
They don't even mention it.
They don't mention most of the stuff. There's no Ani.
Yeah.
Which is the main government.
Yeah, CIA.
Yeah, government fringe organization that created.
Right.
Behind all the Spartan program that Dr. Halsey is supposed to be a part of. There's so many weird choices, story choices that they put in.
Some of it didn't bother me. Like
Captain Key's daughter being in there and being a scientist. It's weird.
It's weird, but it's acceptable.
It's acceptable. Her and being Halsey's daughter is also like
that's
weird.
That's not acceptable to me.
No. I don't think that is. And the fact that Halsey, they've really villainized Dr. Halsey.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, made her daughter for no apparent reason in the story.
Yeah. That's the part that's out of all the characters they shoehorn like that, that's the one that bothers me the most. It's because Halsey is such an antithetic, unfeeling robot. She would never fuck Jacob Keyes and make a daughter.
Right. The way her character exists, there's no reason for her to ever have a daughter. She would never be in a relationship.
Right. She would have zero human feelings ever.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense at all. I don't mind Miranda Keyes being in the Science Corps or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I get she's supposed to be a fleet captain, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
She can still take command of a ship or something like that later on a science project or whatever. It can still happen. I like the casting of Jacob Keyes. I can't remember this actor's name, but I thought he did a good job. I like the casting of Dr. Halsey.
Yep.
As almost like psychotic as her character is, sociopathic as her character is, I thought she did that right. Right. I guess whenever Halsey translates to the screen, yeah. Yeah, she twisted up a bunch of fucking kids. She is a sociopath. Right.
She had to be hard.
Yeah.
But it was it's always for the betterment of humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Hitler told himself, too.
Yeah.
It's for the betterment of humanity.
Hitler didn't do any wrong, though.
But I don't mind the character's casting. I kind of want to say something about Quan, because she's a completely made-up character for this story. But then again, it's like the story doesn't care about her.
Well, they try to throw her in as some type of protector at the end of it. But we follow her throughout this whole thing, and her character just does not matter.
Right.
The whole arc does not matter. They could have cut her out.
Yeah.
And that's a quarter of the series. They could have done something interesting with.
They really could have. All the Quan stuff could have literally just been the flashbacks to them as kids and shit, right?
And they added Saren, 6'6".
Yeah.
Which he's actually in one of the books. That's, you know, he's not in any of the games or anything. I think, I can't remember which book he's in, but so he's a real character. But again, besides the whole Quan thing, it's like, it doesn't play any role.
Yeah.
Except for just to exist.
Right. I don't know what they want to do with her. And I think that's a lot of the problem. The other made up character, of course, is Mackie. That entire character just went nowhere.
Which one's Mackie?
You don't remember. The blonde chick.
The Covenant. So this is the biggest issue. Mackie.
Yes. Oh,
sorry. Mackie.
So
the way you said it, it just didn't ring a bell.
Mackie.
They say it both ways, though.
Mackie. But in the show, they legit say it both ways.
I think it's Mackie. Well, it's spelled M-A-K-E-E or some shit, E-Y or some shit. It's like Mackie.
Either way.
So this is the biggest change.
Yeah.
So you have, she breaks the entire storyline.
Like, yeah.
You can't have the games.
Her and John really slaughter half the lore.
Well, on top of that, and this is my biggest issue, to where, so you have the Covenant Hierarchs, and they have this, they call them the Blessed Ones.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. So it's no longer that all the human race is the Forerunners.
Right.
We're not the Forerunners' ancestors. It's now only that can interact with the Forerunner technology.
Yeah, because we're their successors.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. But now it's only these two people, it's supposed to be like a one in a billion mutation.
Yeah.
That Master Chief and this chick has. Mm-hmm. And she was taken as a baby by the Covenant and has just been raised, and she's a enemy spy.
Right. And the Covenant find her because she lights up like a Forerunner artifact.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the reason it breaks everything is because we are all supposed to light up like Forerunner artifacts to the Covenant. Yeah. That's how they find us to begin with. They just stumble across us, not expecting us to be there. And then when they see us crawling all over the planets that they think are covered in Forerunner artifacts, they're like fucking heretics, stomping all over our holy ground, kill them all. And after that is when they begin to realize, wait a second, there's no artifacts on these planets. Humans are the artifacts.
So it breaks it. First of all, they're the only two that can interact with them anymore.
Yeah.
So you have the Blessed Ones, are what they're called. And the Covenant all know about these humans.
Yes.
That have this ability, these Blessed Ones, mm-hmm. because she lives with them. And the elites know this. But in the games, the only way it works is the Hierarchs. They're just lying to the elites. Uruk-hai?
Not Uruk-hai. Sing-Hili.
The Sing-Hili. Wrong race. Wrong.
But no, they're not just lying to the Sing-Hili. They're lying to everyone.
All the Covenant.
Yes.
They're lying to them and telling them that, they're just stealing. They're all heretics and they're stealing this technology.
Yeah. Because
and destroying it.
They're beating us so badly that the Sing-Hili start questioning the Hierarchs in why aren't we allowing the humans to join the Covenant?
Yeah.
Any other race we've come across and conquered them, we granted them membership into the Covenant. Why are we just obliterating the humans? Right?
Because the Hierarchs know that we're the chosen to
we are the chosen ones to secede
the Forerunners. The Forerunners, yeah.
In later games, they start calling them the Mantle of Responsibility. See, in later games and lore and stuff like that, the precursors and stuff like that chose the Forerunners to bear the Mantle of Responsibility.
Okay. Yeah.
But then they used the Flood to test them, and then they lost the Mantle of Responsibility, and that passed to humans, right? So that's why all this technology and stuff responds to us and no other race.
Yeah.
If the Hierarchs let that get out, it would destroy the entire, like, mythos of the Covenant. Yeah. Essentially, it would be like, oh, we're not God's chosen people.
Yeah. It would just,
right?
It would decrown them.
Yeah.
It breaks the entire story.
Yeah.
Because they already know that, oh, these humans are the chosen one.
Yeah.
They are the, you know, ones that can interact with the artifacts.
Yeah. The Hierarchs would never, ever, even if they did capture somebody like this,
they would never tell them.
They would never tell them. This person would never be in public. Nobody would ever know that this woman existed.
But they're toting her around like she's some blessed figure. She's going around. She has control of her own ships.
Yeah.
Like she's just,
she's giving commands to the elites.
Part of the hierarchy.
Yeah.
Even though she's just a sacrificial lamb in the end.
Yeah.
And
it's nuts.
And then she goes in and pretends to be a spy. And this whole plan to get close to Master Chief doesn't make any sense.
It's so dumb. And the thing is like, John's not stupid.
No. He's really smart. And that's the reason he was chosen to be leader. And he was the best of the Spartans.
They treat him like he's an idiot.
Because he is in the show.
Yeah, they write him as an idiot.
He's just walking around without a helmet on the entire time in the middle of war zones.
Oh, my God. Fucking helmet thing. There are so many times when people just get fucking jacked up because they don't have their helmet on.
Yeah.
That last episode, Kai gets knocked in the back of the head with a wrench. Bitch, put your helmet on.
No. You can't just have a helmet on. Characters don't have your personalities if you just have a fucking helmet on. You ever played a video game where the main character has a helmet on the entire time?
Oh my God.
Awful.
The thing is they watched The Mandalorian before they made this series. That was a show about a man who keeps his helmet on the entire time, and it did gangbusters. Everybody loved it.
But they were like, oh, if we do this, we're just going to be copying Mandalorian. Halo's around way the fuck before Mandalorian.
And the thing is, he is out of his armor so much.
Oh, yeah.
He's all out of his armor all the time. And the thing is in the books and stuff,
he just lives in that shit.
He lives in it because they all do. Because they are damaged children inside. Relatively speaking, the Spartans aren't actually that old.
No.
And they're emotionally scarred. They're emotionally messed up. They are like little fucked up children. Their armor makes them feel secure, right? It's like their security blanket, especially with John. It says numerous times how John prefers to be in his armor, right? They would live in it. It's nothing against the actor. The actor does a fine job. And I don't care if they pop his helmet and take his helmet off. The thing is they have his helmet off in situations you would not take your fucking helmet off in.
No.
It's like,
especially going through the vacuum of space.
Oh my God.
When your ship's about to be crushed.
Yeah.
They're about to have hull breaches in your fucking ship. And the whole attacking the fucking Hierarch home planet is insane.
Yeah. For one, they don't have a home planet.
No.
They have High Charity. High Charity is like the Death Star flying around.
Yeah.
They don't have a home world, right? They are literally flying through a gravitational distortion that could shred the hull of this ship, and nobody has their fucking helmet on in case the cabin explosively decompresses.
I guess they figured, well, if that happens, we're going to die anyway. So what's the point? Because, you know, they never just live in space in this fucking series.
Oh, my God.
Even though in between Halo, the last two Halo games, Master Chief is literally floating in stasis in space for like a month.
Yeah, he should just take his helmet off. Go for a swim.
And then the other big issue I have
Yeah.
is Cortana.
What bothers you the most about Cortana?
The thing that bothers me the most is that they implanted her into John.
Yes.
And that she has any motor capability function at all over him. The just even the ability to just shut him down is stupid.
So there are ways that I think that that could work. Okay. I hated the fact that she was physically implanted into him. That's stupid.
She's supposed to be just
it's never
put
like
into
that.
The chip. Right. Like a chip that he just plugs into his suit.
Now, in the books and stuff, it does talk about whenever Cortana interfaces with him, it's like a cold rush that enters his mind.
Yeah.
Because he does have implants in his fucking brain.
Yeah.
He can feel her.
But that's all part of the suit.
Yeah. It's also all part of the suit. But he can feel her connection through the implants in his skull and shit, right? I don't like that she's physically implanted into him and not just uploaded. I don't like the fact that she can physically control him. Now, there are things that I would have bought that would make sense. If you tell me that, oh, well, his entire suit is a machine. She just locks his suit.
Yep.
Duh. That's a thing.
But she's doing it when he doesn't even have his fucking suit on.
Yeah. They have devices that, you know, they can slap on the rogue Spartans and stuff like that to lock their suits.
No, right? No, she's just controlling his motor cortex.
So they didn't have to do what they did. They chose to do what they did, and I have no idea why.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. This, I guess, for the whole Dr. Halsey's evil plot.
Because she's not a consciousness. She's a program.
Well, she's a copy. It was really weird that Dr. Halsey flash cloned herself too.
Flash cloned a complete
copy of herself to kill her.
Yeah.
To create a brain, which I get. Cortana is a copy of Dr. Halsey.
So, I mean, in the books, Halsey flash clones her brain.
Yeah.
But that's it. She just clones her brain.
It's really weird that they made a whole copy of her.
Yeah. I'm not even going to say anything about the other doctor wanting to rape the clone.
Nah, his whole character is weird. But I guess she needed an evil henchman.
But that's a thing they decided to do.
The only thing that would make sense, the reason that they wanted to throw in the whole flash clone thing is that way they had a good escape out for her in the end when she takes off and they capture her.
But clone. You know what else could have done that? If we actually saw what happened to them as children and saw them flash clone these kids and replace them after they kidnapped him.
Yeah.
And we barely see less than a second of that.
Yeah. Oh, we see weird fragmentations.
Yeah.
That
through Cortana's, John's memory.
Not even his memory, that Cortana's like projecting into his brain.
Yeah.
His mind.
And that's the thing. The Spartans are like brainwashed.
Yeah.
They're not.
The whole pellet was another issue I had.
The pellet thing would have been perfectly fine.
The hormone pellet was dumb.
It was dumb, but it would have been fine. Like
the fact that it was suppressing their memory.
Yeah.
And
they shouldn't have been doing that.
No, because whenever they went to the augmentation, they just lost all urge to reprocreate.
Yeah.
They don't have that urge anymore. Like you don't see masters out there just trying to bang. There's a reason none of the Spartans.
They're essentially sterilized like that.
They can't.
Right.
And they turn around. They never had their memories wiped.
No.
They know what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so throughout this whole series, he's just going around like an emo fucking child.
Yeah. He's remembering flashes and shit like that that he should have never have forgotten.
And of course, the other Spartan, which I get this is like a silver team alternate reality storyline.
Yeah.
It's like whatever. I wish they just brought in blue team. I wish one like Sam and.
Yeah.
Linda and
I mean, I get you, but I'm okay with the other Spartans here.
Yeah.
I really am.
Well, you say that, but the Spartans were just robots. Before they removed their chips, they were just robotic killing machines to the point where they just turned on each other the moment they were given the command, and that's not how Spartans work. They would never do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. There's a lot of stuff going on with Kai that I liked. I really did.
Yeah. I did like her character.
It's, but I feel like there's so many times after Kai removes her chip, there's so many times she starts talking about the shit that happened to them when they were kids.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we should be seeing this. This should be a good chunk of the show.
That'd be a lot more interesting than what we got.
Yeah, that would have been far more interesting than anything with Quan, right? Whenever Kai is sitting there talking to Miranda about, oh yeah, they gave us all pets.
Yep.
I had mine for like, I don't know what, I had mine for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was like five missions or something.
Yeah. But essentially she was talking about, oh yeah, if you lose, you had to execute your pet.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude was just like, I never lost. But Halsey made me execute it anyways because she's a sociopath, right? Which,
that wouldn't be Halsey anyways.
Right.
That would have been Mendez. Mendez was their trainer.
Yeah.
Which they never mentioned Mendez. He doesn't exist in this world.
No.
Which makes me sad because Mendez was a huge part of their lives.
Yeah. Mendez was probably as close to a father figure as any of them had.
Yeah. He trained and raised them.
Yeah. We really should have had time with them as children. We should have had time with them as essentially teenagers after they went to the augmentation. Mm. It should have showed us the failed Spartans.
Yep.
They just got horribly disfigured. The closest thing
we got to a failed Spartan
was Soren.
Soren, yeah. Which you see has got like a lobster hand.
Yeah. His old arm was fucked.
Yeah. Which was really weird prosthetics. But it's like whatever.
But the thing is he literally had like, he had his armor,
mm-hmm.
right? But he wouldn't have had armor.
No.
Because he would have never made it through. He would have never kept going in the program.
He left as a child.
Right.
It's not like the armor grows with you.
Right.
And you can't just buy that off the fucking street. You know, maybe he looted a dead Spartan, you know?
But there's so much stuff that happens that we don't get to see. We don't get to see why the ODSTs hate Spartans. We don't get to see, like, John's first mission to the asteroid.
John's first interaction with an ODST, he accidentally murdered one.
I thought he murdered the whole room full of
them. No, he accidentally murdered one of them.
Yeah, because they jump him in the barracks or whatever.
Well, he was training, and one jumped him, and
they all dogpiled him.
Yeah.
And he killed one.
Yeah, he killed one.
Yeah. Like, the first mission we go on with John, it's like an insurrection, like asteroid base,
mm-hmm.
much like what Soren's on, right? Yeah. I think he even talks about what it feels like to get shot almost, because he gets shot on this mission and it doesn't even faze him because that part's been beaten out of him. We don't see stuff like that at all.
Well, they break bones and shit all the time. They just throw in some fucking biofoam and go on.
Did you know that a Spartan can do a hero jump from orbit?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They can stick a hero landing.
Yeah.
Right? From any altitude, even though they should almost be dead, right? Even in the books, when they all end up having to bail out of a pelican like that, it fucks them up horribly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
a couple of them died. In the Fall of Reach, when they had to land on the planet, they all bailed out of a pelican.
Yeah, the front of the pelican got blown off.
Which they were barreling through a forest. The only thing slowing them down were the trees.
So. Yeah. But we don't get to see anything like that.
No.
Maybe it was too much of a budget. They didn't have enough money.
I mean, what we did get to see, like the war on what planet were we on where we got the battle scene?
Oh, God. Are you talking about like, well, there's only a couple battles I can think of in this. There's the first one on Madrigal.
Yeah.
There's the last one on the Covenant planet that doesn't exist. And then there's like,
one at the middle point.
There's a middle battle
where
getting the artifact stolen from
them. We get McKee.
Yeah.
Where she inserts herself into the story.
Oh, my God. It's so stupid.
Yeah. She just magically shows up and they're like, this is suspicious. You know what? I kind of like her, though. I'm going to fall in love. Let's have sex. Like, because we have some weird bond and weird dream together.
Master Chief is not this dumb.
Oh, dude. He removed his implant. He's just, for the first time, experiencing life and can feel and touch. And he's never felt anything like this before.
So bad.
But
It's, I mean, but you're right. I mean, this wasn't Halo.
It's not. And if I had never read any of the books, never played any of the games, and just watched this, this wasn't the worst thing we've ever seen. If you,
even
if standalone, it not being Halo, this isn't that bad of a show.
If okay,
it's just not Halo.
If I remove it from the context of any game or any book I've read or something like that, and I was just thinking of it on its own, you're right. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
But it's still not good. It's still written very poorly. I mean, do you think you would fall for this easily? All right. So let's take it out of the Halo context.
I think it would be a decent drama show on its standalone. Like, it's not that terrible.
Let's take this whole thing with Master Chief and Mackie out in a completely different context.
Yeah.
Right. Let's say that this was a series based in World War II, and we're in the Pacific. We're fighting the Japanese. They come and steal something from us, and we finally push them back. And as they're retreating, they drop a person off that happens to be one of us. Wouldn't that be suspicious to you that they purposely jettisoned
a prisoner in a really nice, cushy prison room? Okay,
it wouldn't peak, you know, it wouldn't make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up that this is a fucking plant of some kind.
It's a prisoner of war, Danny. Okay, and she just happened to escape.
No, you don't just happen to escape from a Covenant Corvette.
Well, they were just letting her walk around, and she hit the wrong button and got teleported, okay?
But you wouldn't just think that, oh, well, the Japanese put her on a little dinghy and drifted her back to the island and said, we don't want this one anymore, as they were taking off in their ship, right?
No.
So why would that work here? Writing-wise, it doesn't work at all.
No. But they try not to trust her at first, but they get over that way too quickly.
Yeah.
But even besides that, you take out that the whole,
in order for this to work at all, the Covenant really have to put it in a situation where they lose their entire frigate.
Yeah.
To humanity. They don't come in guns a-blazing, take down our cruiser and stuff like that and mop the floor with us. They come in, put out a piddling fight, and everybody on this ship is just a sacrifice. And they lose the ship, and she just so happens to be in a hold in the wreckage.
That, or just throw her on the planet, have her show up randomly.
Or that.
Yeah, as like someone who's on the planet as a refugee. But then she has there's no interest, and they just be like, well, go home.
It's such bad writing. No, nobody would fall for this.
No.
At all. They sent you here for a reason.
The only reason it worked is because Master Chief had a special connection with her.
Yeah, through the end of his penis.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be working. It should not be functional.
But without his implant now, man, he's never experienced pleasure before.
Yeah.
And he needs to know what that's like.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cortana's just like watching the whole time.
Right there behind his eyeballs.
Yep. Like, giving him tips.
Oh, God.
I can take over and help you be more efficient.
Could you imagine Cortana in your ear nagging you constantly about the way you were fucking somebody else?
Yeah, pretty much.
That would be terrible.
Sounds like a good, hopefully that's the next Halo game.
You're not doing that right. Twist her nipple, slap her on the ass. Shut up, Cortana. Maybe I was gonna.
Harder.
Really throw her around, Master Chief.
Yeah, really choke her.
Just, that would be fucking awful. That's terrible.
But.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and Cortana's whole, like, allegiance to Halsey and where she's, like, spying on him and stuff. Just,
you know what really would have made me chuckle and feel good about all this is if Cortana was jealous, because whenever you read the books and you play the game,
she does get jealous. But that's after the
Cortana knows that she's the only woman for Master Chief.
Yeah,
she knows that. So yeah, she would be jealous.
But that's after they've been together for a while, right?
Uh, I don't know. It happens pretty quick. She bonds with him pretty quick like that. But it feels like a bad fanfic. This entire series felt like a bad fanfic. I don't know if they can fix this.
Did it get greenlit for season two?
Yeah. I mean, they're doing a season two. Huh. I don't know. I don't know how you write yourself out of this corner, because
I mean, the only thing is they're just gonna go to Halo. Like, they're gonna have it's gotta start with Reach falling and them just going to Halo and just trying to skip all this fucking shit that they've done.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, here's Halo, here's this the game.
Here's what you wanted, we're real sorry.
Which, here's the flood. Oh, yeah, the flood. Woo. Oh,
God. I can't wait for them to ruin that.
The flood's just going to be like emo kids. And
God.
It's just going to be people like, I have emotions now. I want to eat people.
Yeah. Then John just like holds one down, chokes it, and fucks it.
Yeah.
Right in the spores. But, that's what I do. I'm Master Chief. Flood fucker.
And then even at the beginning, like having Master Chief go rogue and become an enemy.
For no reason.
Just to go back and be like, oh yeah, nah, whatever.
Yeah. Where you been, Chief? It don't matter.
We sent him on a special mission. We forgot to tell you. Like, the whole fucking base is about to blow his ship up. What do you mean you sent him on a special mission?
Oh my God. The MacGuffin reasons he gets out.
Yeah.
Everything just happens. Doesn't feel like any consequences to anything.
He's a blessed one, okay?
When Mackey just rolls that fucking frigate with Hunter eels, that really upset me.
I did like the Hunter eels because, I mean, that's what they are. That was actually pretty accurate. That was really cool.
I felt so bad for all. Those were the only Marines that actually did anything.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for all of them.
But that's how it would go down.
That's exactly how it would go down.
So the hunters are actually just composed of a bunch of fucking worms.
Yeah.
That like to eat Forerunner technology.
Yeah.
Guess what we are?
Yeah. Forerunner technology. Yes. We would be delicacies to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So horrific.
It has good points to it.
It does. I'm not saying it doesn't have good points to it, but it's just, this could have been anything else. All this first season needed to be was everything up to the fall of Reach, and yep, that's it. We didn't even have to talk about the Halo or anything like that. I felt like they felt a need to shoehorn a Halo into their series called Halo. Right.
Well, the whole series is called Halo. That has to be the main driving point of the game.
Yeah, and you at the very end of the series, you saw Halo.
Yeah. What? You can't. If there's no Halo in Halo, it doesn't make fucking sense, Danny.
You know what? We should have saw Jacob Keyes at his best.
Yeah. You know, they don't really know Keyes. Keyes was a ship captain. He wasn't a part of their life growing up.
Right. But Keyes was one of the best ship captains.
Yeah.
That's the reason he was chosen for the mission. What is it? Is Keyes the only one that's ever scored like a one-on-one Corvette kill against the Covenant?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but
normally it's like a 10v1 and then yeah, you might get out with half your ships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really takes everything humanity can throw at a Covenant cruiser to take it down. We should have saw Keyes at his best. We should have saw him one-on-one a fucking Corvette, right? Mm-hmm. That would have been great. That'd been worth the price of a mission right there.
I don't know. I think they try to stay away from any type of space battles. So,
because they can't afford them.
No.
At all.
At least the ground battle in the middle of the show, we got to see some grunts and jackals.
It blows my mind, the stuff they can't afford, but we seem to be able to afford stupid shit. That really baffles me. Even the stuff I've been talking about, budgetary-wise, is cheap.
Maybe they spent all their budget on Master Chief's ass.
God, man.
You got a pretty nice ass, okay?
I don't even want to think about that.
So This is a person who hasn't taken their fucking armor off in like 15 years, pretty much.
They should be
never
pale.
Seen the sunlight. This is the palest, pastiest. He's this motherfucker should be translucent.
He should. So you remember in Return of the Jedi where Darth Vader gets his helmet taken off, right?
Yeah, it should look like that.
He should look that white.
Yeah.
Right?
Just sickly.
Yeah. Yeah, your skin would be fucked.
Yeah.
But his doesn't because he's never in his armor.
No, you're right. He gets plenty of sun.
Yeah, he's out there tanning all the time. He probably does his workouts in the nude.
How else are you going to get those butt cheeks going out there?
Right. You got to breathe, dude. Yeah. Got to breathe. This armor doesn't breathe.
Speaking of their armor, we get a couple FPS scenes where it's pretty much the game HUD. Again, where it shows them with like an overbar charge with their shields recharging, which they don't have this armor. They don't have this technology yet.
No.
This isn't integrated in their armor yet. These are the Mark I suits.
Yeah.
So they don't have overshields.
John gets fitted with a shield right before the mission to capture the Hierarchs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, for anybody that doesn't know and has never read this, what was actually taking place on Reach before the Covenant just showed up and rolled us is that we were about to launch a mission to try to capture a Covenant Hierarch.
Yeah.
Because if we thought if we captured one of their prophets, that maybe we can negotiate with them to accept our surrender. We wasn't even trying to just have a truce. We were trying to just surrender.
Yeah.
And they would not let us surrender.
No, because we're all heretics. Because if we surrendered, someone might talk.
So before that mission, John's suit was the first suit to ever be upgraded to incorporate an overshield.
And that's the main reason that he is better than most of the other Spartans in one-on-one combat.
Yeah.
Because he can take a few more hits.
Yeah. But he can take a few more hits. And he's also supposed to have like an innate, like just luck. Literally, luck is supposed to be just his natural ability. But yeah, John is like innately lucky.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons he was picked to lead the Spartans too.
He was just a natural born leader.
Yeah. He's the only one with enhanced technology. He's the only one with overshields and stuff like that. I want to think that some Spartans probably carried jackal shields or something like that, actually. Because they had been picking stuff up like that.
Yeah.
We ended up miniaturizing overshield technology from like jackal shields and stuff that we had captured. So the technology is off. There's some things that don't make sense.
Yeah, that's quite a few things.
To say the least. The pelicans barely look like pelicans, honestly.
No, but I guess I can forgive that just for the fact that they probably made something that was more usable just for the show and budgetary reasons.
Yeah.
They probably just repurposed something else.
I'm okay with having all these talking scenes and stuff like that. I understand that shows have budgets and that you have to have the dialogue to fill it in, right? So I'm fine with all the plot and everything like that and all the talking and stuff. Perfectly okay with that. But your talking and your plot and your dialogue have to make sense. It has to be something that a rational person would look at and be like, yeah, that makes sense. I agree with that. If Master Chief would have tortured the information out of McKee, that would have made more sense, right? Oni would have tortured her, found out everything she knew, probably used devices to even find out everything she doesn't know, and then disposed of her.
But Oni doesn't even exist.
Oh, God. That's the worst part. This is just the military doing this.
Yeah. There's no secret military police organization.
It should literally be the CIA, right?
Effectively, yeah.
Yeah.
But just spooks, government spooks.
Oni is every just fucking evil CIA story you've ever heard in your life. Oh, we're using LSD on people for 30, 40, 50 years at a time, and they don't even know it? Yep. Yeah, CIA.
Oh, we're going to assassinate the president?
We're assassinating all these people over here? Oni. We're toppling that leader over there? Oni. Capturing everybody? Torturing them? Oni.
Kennedy?
Kennedy.
President Kennedy?
Yeah, I was glossing JFK. Over it because it didn't fucking make any sense
JFK?
To me.
JFK? Fuck you.
But, yeah, Oni needed to be here. All the clandestine shit going on behind the curtain, everything that Halsey is involved in should have been deep Oni shit.
Yeah.
But no, that exists.
No, it was all just, no, Dr. Halsey's evil. It's her.
Yeah, it's all Halsey when it's essentially not all Halsey.
No. She's probably the better part of it.
Yeah.
The good part.
Honestly, in the books, Halsey is the human face to it. She is the nicer part. The rest is just the meat grinder. But we don't get any of that at all. And the thing is like, why not show us the suffering? Why not show us how this is a crime against humanity and against everything that we should stand for as a society? Because we're not shying away from violence, obviously. First episode, we melted people in half.
Yep.
So why are we cowards now?
That first invasion, I was like, you know, this looked pretty good, man. I kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
The elites wouldn't attack alone. You'd have jackals and grunts in the forefront attacking, and you'd have units.
Yeah.
Right. They don't attack just solo.
Yeah. That whole first encounter, I'm just like, oh, we're going hyper violent with this. Yeah.
But I was like, okay, this is actually decent. It just the rest of the episode is downhill from there.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Now it's showing us what it really is.
Yeah. The old bait and switch. Okay.
Yeah.
We got it under the skirt.
Oh. You're just like, oh, yeah. Chief Quan.
Yeah.
And I hate to shit on Quan. I don't necessarily hate anything about her character. It's just she didn't need to be.
Yeah, I don't understand what her character is and why she exists, what she's doing, why she's a protector, or how they're going to integrate her into the show.
Yeah, I don't either. Do you think... I know they're working on season two. Have you checked out? Do you even care about a season two?
I mean, I'll watch it.
I don't know. This feels like one of those things... That the only reason I went through and watched this part was just to know how bad it actually is.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just forgettable.
It's more than forgettable.
There's some shows we talk about at work that we're hyped for. And this is none of those shows.
I knew it was going to be painful after watching the first episode. That's why I put it off for so long. Almost a year. Yeah. It was just something where I was like, I want to talk about this. I need to talk about this.
Yeah, I feel like I do too.
It is upsetting. And like I said, standalone, it's not Halo. It's not bad if you consider it.
If you even Halo. Separating it from Halo, even separating it from Halo, why would I ever watch this when I could just watch The Expanse? Right?
Because The Expanse ended.
I mean, I'm just saying though.
But yeah.
That's where I'm at with it.
If you want a good sci-fi show, There's other choices. There's definitely a lot of other choices.
And especially now, why would I watch this when I can watch The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Right? Why would I watch this when I can watch Andor? Mm. It's been amazing so far. Why would I watch this when I could watch The Expanse? This is up against so many other things that it's just boring and bland, and there's no reason I would watch it instead of these other things. As a gamer, you might have got me in with the Halo title. But by that second episode, man, I've been fucking gone. I would not stay with this.
It was definitely 20 years of my life waiting.
Yeah.
Down the drain.
And the thing is we got so many good short films.
We got a couple of good short films and then a standalone.
Yeah.
We got a couple of
whenever
like standalone like YouTube videos.
Yeah. Whenever Halo 3 was about to drop, we got the landing sequence thing, right? There was like 5 minutes long. That was pretty decent. Like it was grainy and stuff. Well, right?
That was, I think a director was wanting to make a movie.
Yeah.
And he was shooting a clip. He was like, hey, this is what it could be like. And it was raw and gritty.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah, it was decent.
Which, I mean, the action in this is decent.
Yeah.
So they got that right at least. It's not bad. But apparently they just didn't build any story off of that.
Forward Unto Dawn.
Forward Unto Dawn was great.
Forward Unto Dawn. Oh my goodness. Could you imagine if they would have just took that approach with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they did in Forward Unto Dawn? They showed you cadets training. What if they were showing you Spartan cadets training.
Yeah.
This could have easily been that. And it would have been so much better for it.
It's not like we've ever gotten an origin story.
How many times have you watched Uncle Ben die?
3.
And I still love Spider-Man. Yeah. Right? All you had one shot to show me Spartan's origin.
Well, I guess twice and then not May once, but
but I'm just saying.
But I mean, even the fall of Reach, or even Reach the game.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually go back and cover any of that.
No, none
it doesn't. Of the games really go back and cover that.
No. It would have been our first time to see it. Mm-hmm. You get a little glimpse of it. What is it, Halo 4? Where Halsey is basically talking to like the Oni officer.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's showing like slight flashbacks and stuff like that. We could have just done that for real.
It would really introduce you as characters.
Yeah.
And we'd get the development.
Yeah.
And get to know them and bond with them.
Right.
Because it's brutal. Their upbringing is pretty brutal.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if we're going to start hyper-violent with people getting blown in half and blown apart, why not start with children beating each other bloody into death?
Yeah. And then their augmentation was awful. Like, majority of them died.
Yeah.
Only 30 out of, like, 150 candidates live?
Yeah. It's something like that. Like, the survival rate is very low.
Yeah.
Even of the ones that did survive, they were essentially fucked. Wheelchair bound, shit like that. A lot of them had to be just straight put down.
Well, there wasn't that many that survived that were wheelchair bound, but there's only a couple. Soren is one of them that pretty much got, he's like, okay, you're worthless. You're a desk job because
you
can't really fit into a suit
because
you're fucked up. So he ended up fleeing at a young age. But
yeah, They really had a chance to do something. They had a chance to just not just make sci-fi. They had a chance to make something very unique, and they just went generic.
Yeah.
That's the worst part, because this literally could have been one of the more unique things you've ever seen on TV.
It's just they chose to throw in this weird fucking love story and this character that doesn't exist. And you know what? The love story should have been between Master Chief and Cortana.
Yeah. Yeah, if they wanted to do it, yeah.
Because that, honestly, in the games is, even though it's not like they're banging it out, there's a real love between them.
So in Halo 3 is where I feel like Cortana actually starts to love Master Chief, right? In Halo 4, whenever she starts like breaking down from rampancy and shit like that, I feel like that's the culmination of the relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just remember them sitting on the deck about to steal the Pelican and looking at the fake sun. And she's going on about like, I can tell you a million reasons why this isn't real. I will never know if it feels real. And she tells John to not be a machine. Yeah. Right?
Even in the new game.
Yeah.
Infinite. They're going through the whole game. You're going through and you're seeing fragments of her memories.
Yeah.
Of all the games. So you still even have like this love connection between them. And she chooses him to save him. So, I mean, you have that love story. But instead, they just throw in this random fucking character that I, for some reason. And you have this backstory where he's the blessed one. So how are they now? How are they going to lead him to the Halo? Like the right. only one that can lead him is John. So the Covenant's gonna capture him in season 2,
and but there shouldn't be any leading them to the Halo.
Yeah,
right, because there's lots of Halo installations.
We never even fucking found, we never even knew about the Halo.
Right,
they showed up on Reach because they were looking for pretty much a map to the Halos.
Yeah,
to one of the Halos, which is the Halo from the video game.
Right.
And we just happen to be fighting them.
Yeah.
And it happened upon that Halo.
After
that
essentially,
battle.
Yeah. After humanity loses the fleet battle over Reach.
Yep.
The Pillar of Autumn, Captain Keyes, is given the order to carry out the mission.
Yeah.
And just execute a blind jump to get out. Because every time you run from a fight with the Covenant, you execute a certain number of blind jumps.
Yep. A random jump pattern before you go back.
Before you go back to whatever installation or Earth or something like that. So the Autumn executes a blind jump and ends up at Halo.
Well, it turns out it wasn't blind. There was a reason they end up at Halo.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
It was Cortana. It was the AI. Because they had the map blueprint, right? So the AI actually took them there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. So it wasn't a random jump. But still, they didn't know about the Halo up until that point.
Right.
They just knew that the Covenant was after something.
Right.
And the Covenant was searching for something. This prophecy of a weapon.
Well, the Covenant thinks it's going to be the Great Journey and send them into heaven. We think it's a weapon.
Well, we're right.
But I don't know.
It's going to send them to heaven, all right.
Yeah, it's going to send them to heaven.
By obliterating all life.
Right. I don't know. This series just shouldn't have been this. And the thing is, I can also understand of them saying, we want to do Silver Timeline so we can have permission to fuck some things up. Yeah. Right? Because they knew they weren't going to get it accurate. But the thing is they didn't even fucking try.
No.
That's the bad part. They didn't try. If they were trying to get it halfway accurate and they fucked up things and said, oh, it's Silver Timeline so we can fuck up a few things, I would have been okay with that. But they didn't try. So, yeah. Season 2, I'm out. I don't want to watch a season 2 of this.
I'll give it a chance, but it's very disappointing as a Halo fan.
Yeah. There's too many other options right now. If I want to watch sci-fi, there's too many other options. So.
All right.
I think I would rather watch Picard, and Picard was pretty bad.
I still haven't watched season 2 of that.
Oh, don't. But you want to point at the doll where it touched you inappropriately?
It was right in the buns.
That's where Master Chief likes to touch him. I don't know. I guess.
Was this R? Was this rated R?
I don't know.
There was cussing. There's cursing. There's lots of blood. I don't know. There's like, I think this is R. Why couldn't we? You know, McKean was pretty attractive. We should have got some nudity. Maybe that would have made it better.
No.
This should have been a lot of Covenant having sex. You ever seen a Sing Healy naked? I think a female Sing Healy would be pretty attractive.
Actually, we have seen a Sing Healy naked.
Not a female.
If I remember rightly, the Arbiter was smooth as a Ken doll. He didn't have no big Sing Healy dong flopping around down there.
It was like a shark or like pops out.
like a reptile.
Reptile, yeah.
Yeah. man. All the Sing Healy language should have just been Sergeant Johnson talking backwards.
Yeah.
Just like the game.
That's okay. I got one more thing to say.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason you fall in love with the games and the reason the games work is the little things, to where when you're murdering grunts and stuff, they're running around screaming, oh, demon! And just little things like that just makes it, it's just the little things, you know?
Yeah.
It just makes it that much more fun.
Yeah, it does. And there was no fun in this.
No, it was painful.
It was. But yeah, like I said, I'm out on season 2, not watching the shit. But I guess that'll wrap it up. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Misfits of Cinema podcast. Perhaps we could talk about something that's not painful next time. And make sure you hit all the thumbs ups and or thumbs downs or whatever you feel like.
No, man, I removed that button. I don't like that button.
Oh, no thumbs down anymore. Oh, you can thumbs down. It just doesn't say anything.
Oh, I didn't remove it, though. So.
comment.
I think this is the first series, bad series we've done. Normally I try to like to do good series.
Yeah.
But this touch home.
So, just, you know,
it's a little too close to home.
If you didn't like the series, let us know. If you did like the series and think we're fucking stupid, let us know.
Then you're dumb.
I mean, you're not the smartest person in the world if you like the series.
You know what? If there is anyone that listened to this and likes this series,
you're an idiot.
Please tell us why.
Yeah,
because I would love to know why.
I don't think
you're dumb. You have your own opinion, but it might be wrong. But I'm just curious. in a while.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this.
See you later, guys.